In Libya, beyond Muammar Gaddafi's battle with rebels and NATO, he's waging another war. It's a propaganda war on the airwaves. Gaddafi's goal is to persuade Libyans to support him, and his top commander in that effort is a U.S.-educated political scientist. The Libyan pundit hosts a nightly show broadcast from Tripoli, and he claims it's styled after some of America's most popular TV programs. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson brings us a story from Tripoli.
Ashama al-Watan, or Hope of the Nation, isn't your usual Libyan television fare. Instead of lengthy anti-NATO diatribes by commentators or images of Gaddafi accompanied by patriotic songs, the program's host, Yusuf Shakir, prefers to get his message across using a talk show format. Recently, he featured several American guests who denounced the international campaign against Gaddafi as misguided.
I want to say something. Our spirit never died because of these nice people supporting us, the people who love liberty and freedom, they are with us tonight. You can introduce our people here.
One of the Americans, who was introduced as Lucy Grider Bradley, sums it up with this comment.
I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. Well. And I am here to support the Libyan people.
Thank you.
I stand for peace, not war.
That's good. Thank you very much.
A portly man of 60 who runs a translation business, Shakir says he never had any intention of becoming a TV personality, let alone running a two-hour show every night. But following the February uprising in Benghazi, Shakir says he felt he had to do something to combat what he and other Gaddafi supporters believe is biased reporting in the foreign media, especially on Arabic language channels like Al Jazeera and the U.S.-funded Al Hura. Shakir says he decided to take information he's accumulated over the years against former Libyan officials who now oppose Gaddafi and present it on air.
Show the sheikh's money. I show the one of the defected guy, how much he got, like the ambassador in Washington, like the ambassador in the Arabic League in Cairo. I never talk about anything without documents. This is why the people like the show.
Shakir says he wants to make the show entertaining, too. He says he's tried to adopt the styles of Larry King, Ted Koppel, and Johnny Carson to deliver his message to Libyans who tune in. Experts say that format could help Gaddafi in his struggle to stay in power. Yahya Kamalipour heads the Communication and Creative Arts Department at Purdue University, Calumet, and Hammond, Indiana.
The mass media in any country, especially in the dictatorial countries, serve as agents of control by the regime. And of course, entertainment is the best vehicle and the most effective form of propaganda.
But Libyan dissident Saleh Gouda, a former friend of Shakir, dismisses the show as nothing more than a vehicle for character assassination. For his part, Shakir speaks openly of his time with Gouda and other Gaddafi opponents. He says he joined the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, which opposed Gaddafi's rule and sought democratic reforms. But Shakir says he switched sides in the mid-80s because of the front's cooperation with the CIA. How popular his show is cannot be objectively measured in a country where minders manipulate information, but it's clear the TV host has fans. Like this group of protesters arguing with foreign journalists in front of the Rixus Hotel in Tripoli, one of them says his name is Assad Ali.
I like Shakir because he's telling the truth and giving facts and with the proofs.
Shakir says he will continue with his show until the war is over. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Tripoli.